Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Snit, we saw this last year in game one. Riley came up with a big ninth inning hit. This is just, he's not just putting up numbers in the regular season. He's coming up with big moments. Is he that guy now?
Yeah, no, I think he is. I think he has confidence in himself. I mean, you see what he's doing, the at-bats in the DS here. I think that kid's definitely taking the next step forward.
Next question. Zach?
Knowing that the next three horses that they're coming with from their pitching, how important, just the importance of tonight's game to come out on top with knowing what they're going to bring starting rotation-wise.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get easier. That's for darn sure. I think all the wins here in this thing is going to be big. They're all going to be hard to come by. It's going to be tough games. That's why teams are here, because they're really good. They got their deep pitching. It's the nature of the beast here, I think, in this time of year. So, I think all the games are big.
Snit, what did you think of the way that Max battled out there tonight?
No, I thought he did, because I don't know that Max really felt like he was on tonight, but he just kept, Max just kept pitching, never gave in, just kept pitching. You get six innings. Six innings is tough in a playoff game, because it's just such an emotional and adrenaline type driven outing, I think, here. I thought he did great. I mean, it was really good, and he had to really work through the sixth. That inning there wasn't an easy inning for him, and he pretty much laid it out there to get through that inning.
Dave?
Snit, there was traffic every inning just about, but what about the Matzik getting out of that jam with the runner at third and one out?
No, God, is that huge. I mean, I looked out, told Walt, I said, I guess adrenaline's kicking in when I saw 99 on the, and that's been Matzik. blooped one in, and then they made it, Barnes did a really good job. That's probably not a real easy at bat to bunt with Matzik throwing like that, and he did a great job. And that was a huge at bat to Mookie then by Matzik, but you could tell he was, he was into the moment, that's for sure, and he elevated his game right there.
Okay, we're going to go Tyler, then Jason.
So there's been so much attrition and pitching staffs around the game, even in October. How much is it helping you guys to know that you have, three horses in rotation, you have all your good relievers throwing well at this point in the year?
No, it's good. I mean, it's huge. It gives you a lot of confidence because, like I said earlier today, I kind of feel like we have three really good options. A year ago when we came into this, knock on anybody, but we got three guys that have been out there and are proven, and that's huge in this, I think. And all the bullpen guys that we're using now, we used last year also. So I just think the, especially the starters and guy like Max, you think all those guys, you hope and have confidence in them getting you through six innings to get to the back end of the bullpen is big.
It's just a follow up on that. I think the other three teams in the LCS have used 34 pitchers so far, and you won by getting your starter through six innings.
Yeah.
You ever feel like the last of the traditionalist managers?
Oh, hell. I don't know, Jason. I don't know. I'm a big believer in starting pitching. I mean, it's, a lot of those flags are all them flags are flying out there because of we had really good starting pitching, and there are times and I just depends on your team and all that. But, you know, a guy like Max to give us – and I think 6 innings in the postseason is huge for a guy, just the energy they expend mentally and physically. And I feel like we have 3 guys that can do that with Ian and Charlie along with Max. I don't know what we'll do on the fourth day, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of the way I was raised in the game. I mean, I came up with the Braves here, you know, and we were all about starting pitching. I don't know any better, quite honestly, I guess, if you want to get down to it.
Zach.
Snit, it won't show up in the box score, but Dansby's short hop on Jock's throw in the ninth, and when he gets out of that inning, just re-energize the guys coming
out. I thought, you know, and I was just watching the – Jock did a really good job of closing in on that ball too. I mean, he closed in on it, got it in. Dansby had a heads-up play, as he always does, and you know, you never know. I mean, that's a huge, huge out in the game. You know, we didn't screw up the rundown or anything, but I, you know, like I say, Jock charged that ball well, that single. So,
Brad,
so you've talked a few times during this postseason about how this year's postseason team is different than last year's,
yeah.
Usually in relation to the state of the pitching staff. But how much is another aspect in which things are different is that on a night where Freddie, the face of the franchise, has a rough night at the plate, it's Austin, who really came into his own this year, is the guy that comes up with the game winner.
No, I know. I mean, and we were just talking about that. It's, you know, I don't know that we've won many games that Freddie's had. But, and it's a good thing. I mean, I think it just shows you how these guys are growing and they're maturing and the moment isn't too big for them because they played in it now for, you know, 3-4 years. So I think that's a really good thing organizationally when you see guys mature and that they can slow the game down and do what they do, whether it's a defensive play, a rundown, or a big hit. And our young guys are maturing right in front of us, and that's good because you know what, Jorge went, you know, we lost him the other day, and the guy never stopped. These guys just keep playing, and it's not about one guy here, obviously, and I think that's a really good thing.
Down here in front.
Hey, Snit, Jalen Thompson, USA Today. I was just wondering, ABC baseball is huge in the National League, and it would prove today with you guys getting a stolen base with Rosario in the first inning and then driving in the run, and also in the ninth inning with Ozzy Albies doing the same. So how impressive was that in your eyes as the team can rely on doing that instead of any home runs all the time?
Yeah, I know, and we've been a team that's relied on home runs, so it even makes me feel even better. But I think, you know, we do that, but it's every game's different. Every opportunity's different. Every situation's different. And I think our guys do a really good job of playing the game, what's given to you, not trying to do too much, because you can't script that stuff right there you just talked about. I mean, you just have to play the game. And you know, I'm why I'm proud of these guys, because they're baseball players, and they see that things like that.
All right.
Brian, you sort of started to allude to this a little bit before, but, I mean, you could have lost this game 100 different ways. I think you guys had 14 strikeouts. The Dodgers kept leaving men on base in scoring position. I'm just wondering, from the dugout, what are you thinking when this is unfolding? Are you thinking, okay, for some reason we're still in the game? You know,
yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I had no idea that we struck out that many times, quite honestly. I'm not looking at that kind of – I'm not sitting there with a clicker. I'm just watching the game unfold, you know, and looking, it's like, who are we going to bring in next? And you know, how's Max doing? And I didn't realize we did that. You know, I look at the scoreboard, quite honestly. And, you know, the fact that it's 2-2 going into the night, it doesn't surprise me in playoff baseball, because that's why teams are here, because they can pitch. And that team over there can really pitch, and that bullpen's deep. And, you know, it's not going to get any easier tomorrow either.
Way back in the left.
Snit, I don't know if you necessarily like, you know, put a star next to a play or anything like that when you go back and look at a game. But, I mean, are there certain parts of a game that you look at and you say, I don't know if in years past we make that play right there, yeah, or if we were that heads up in that situation?
No, I don't know. No, I, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't think that, because I think we, since I've been here, that this team and our coaching staff, we're not a team that, you know, knock on wood or whatever, we're pretty solid fundamentally, and we work a lot on that, and these guys work on it every day. And so when they make a play, and they do all the time, they make plays all the time that I'm amazed at, because they practice and they're consistent in their work every day. So the fact that these guys make plays never surprises me.
Mark, how valuable is it to be able to plug a guy like Matzik in any situation there from seventh through the ninth inning? And are you looking at Mookie tonight, or what's your thought there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's him and Luke to me are interchangeable. They're not matchup guys. It's just like, you know, do we want Matzik to pitch potentially? Who's pinch hitting, things like that, or Luke, they're not matchup guys. They get both sides out. Matzik gets right-handers out as good or better than he does left-handers. So, yeah, and Luke, too. Luke can get left-hander. You know, we're talking, you know, I had Luke face Corey Seager, who's as good a hitter as there is on the planet. So, yeah, it's just kind of – we kind of look at the lineup and then just, you know, pick and choose. And it's really like getting a hat, and I don't think we're going to go wrong with those two guys.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.